The story of Jehovah. In the mysterious loom of time, amongst the whispers of ancient scriptures, a narrative is woven that challenges human comprehension. The story of Jehovah. Beyond the pages of the Bible, secrets and revelations are hidden that have perplexed generations. Join us on a journey of intrigue and suspense as we explore the mysteries and hidden truths behind the story of Jehovah. Jehovah is the personal name of God, which means the one who causes to become, or the one who makes existence. This name reveals the power, sovereignty, and purpose of God, which is to create, sustain, and redeem his creation. He is the only true God, the creator of all things, the king of the heavens and the earth, the judge of all humanity, the father of the faithful, the friend of the humble, the savior of sinners, and the Lord of lords. The creation of the universe and humanity. The story of Jehovah begins with the creation of the universe and of humanity. According to the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, he created all things in 6 days through his word and his spirit. On the first day, he created light and separated it from the darkness. On the second day, he created the firmament and called it heaven. On the third day, he separated the waters from the earth and brought forth vegetation. On the fourth day, he created the celestial bodies and placed them in the firmament to illuminate the day and night. On the fifth day, he created aquatic animals and birds. On the sixth day, he created land animals and finally, man and woman in his image and likeness. On the seventh day, he rested from all his work and blessed the day of rest. The creation of man and woman was Jehovah's most special and sublime act, for he made them with intelligence, will, emotions, and the ability to communicate with him. He gave them dominion over the earth and the animals, and entrusted them to multiply and fill the earth. He also gave them free will, that is, the possibility to choose between good and evil, and he gave them a test of obedience, not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was in the Garden of Eden, where he had placed them. He warned them that if they ate from that tree, they would die. Jehovah's creation was perfect and harmonious, and he delighted in it. Everything he had done was good, and he blessed it. He revealed himself as the creator and sustainer of the universe, the one who gives life and breath to everything that exists. He showed his love, wisdom, and power by creating all things, and his desire to have an intimate and personal relationship with man and woman, his most prized creatures. He established the purpose and meaning of human existence, which is to glorify him, enjoy his presence, and fulfill his will. The relationship with the people of Israel. The story of Jehovah continues with the relationship with the people of Israel, the people he chose as his special possession and his witness in the world. According to the book of Exodus, the second book of the Bible, he revealed himself to Abraham, the father of the believers, and made him a promise that he would make him a great nation, that he would give him a land as inheritance, and that he would bless all the families of the earth through him. This promise was fulfilled through Isaac, Jacob, and their 12 sons, who formed the 12 tribes of Israel. The descendants of Israel, also called Hebrews or Israelites, multiplied in Egypt, where they had migrated because of a famine. However, the Egyptians oppressed them and subjected them to harsh slavery. Jehovah heard the cry of his people and decided to liberate them. For this, he chose Moses, a Hebrew raised in the court of the Pharaoh, and sent him to confront the king of Egypt and demand that he let his people go. Moses resisted at first, but he gave him signs and wonders to obey him. Jehovah demonstrated his power and justice by sending 10 plagues on Egypt, each more terrible than the last, to punish the Egyptians and their false gods. The final plague was the death of the Egyptians' firstborn, which the Israelites survived by putting the blood of a lamb on the doors of their houses. This night is known as Passover, which means passage, for it passed over the houses of the Israelites and freed them from death. After this plague, the Pharaoh let the people of Israel go, but then regretted it and pursued them with his army. Jehovah opened the Red Sea so that the Israelites could pass dry, and then closed it over the Egyptians, drowning them all. Thus, he saved his people from the hand of their enemies and led them into the wilderness, where he fed them with manna and quail and gave them water from the rock. He revealed himself to his people in a cloud by day and in a column of fire by night, and he spoke to them from Mount Sinai, where he gave them the Ten Commandments and other laws so they could live as his holy people. On Mount Sinai, Jehovah made a covenant with Israel whereby he would be their God and they would be his people. He gave them instructions to build a sanctuary called the Tabernacle, where he would dwell among them. He also established the priesthood, the service, and the sacrifices so that the people could approach him and receive his forgiveness and blessing. He revealed himself as the divine name Jehovah to Moses and told him that this was his name forever, and thus it should be remembered from generation to generation. Jehovah led his people through the desert for 40 years, testing and disciplining them until they arrived at the gates of the promised land, the land of Canaan, which he had sworn to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He ordered them to take possession of the land and promised them that he would help them to defeat the Canaanites, who were idolatrous and corrupt people. However, the Israelites rebelled against him and refused to enter the land for fear of the giants who inhabited it. For this reason, he condemned them to wander the desert until all that unbelieving generation died, except for Joshua and Caleb, who had trusted in Jehovah. After the death of Moses, Jehovah appointed Joshua as his successor and ordered him to lead the people of Israel to the conquest of the promised land. He gave Joshua the same promise he had given to Moses, that he would be with him, that he would give him victory, and that he would not fail him or abandon him. He performed miracles so that Joshua and the Israelites could enter and take the land, such as stopping the Jordan River, tumbling down the walls of Jericho, making stones fall from the sky onto enemies, and lengthening the day to let them fight. He kept his word and gave them the land as inheritance and asked them to be faithful to him and not mix with the Canaanites or worship their gods. Jehovah showed his love, loyalty, and mercy in choosing Israel as his special people and his witness in the world. He freed them from slavery, guided them through the desert, instructed them in his law, made them his people through a covenant, established them in the promised land, and blessed them abundantly. He also showed his power, righteousness, and holiness by judging the Egyptians, the Canaanites, and the rebellious Israelites, demanding obedience and purity, and punishing them when they sinned against him. He revealed himself as the sole and true God, the one who performs wonders, the one who fulfills his promises, the one who forgives and restores the repentant, the one who is jealous of his name and his glory, the prophets, and the promise of the Messiah. Jehovah's story continues with the prophets and the promise of the Messiah, the Savior that God would send into the world to fulfill his redemption plan. According to the historical and prophetic books of the Bible, he communicated with his people Israel through the prophets, men and women whom he chose and trained to convey his message. The prophets had the role of revealing God's will, announcing his blessing or judgment, denouncing sin and the idolatry, of calling for repentance and obedience, of comforting and encouraging the faithful, and of anticipating the future. The prophets were sent by Jehovah at different times and circumstances, according to the needs of the people. Some of the most well-known prophets are Samuel, Nathan, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Each of them had a specific mission and message, but they all agreed on one thing: the promise of the Messiah. The promise of the Messiah is the central thread of all of Jehovah's history, the central theme of the scriptures, and the hope of Israel and humanity. The Messiah, which means anointed, is the title given to the one God would send to liberate his people and establish his kingdom. The Messiah would be the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and David, the one who would fulfill the prophecies and promises of God, the one who would be born of a virgin, who would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us, who would perform miracles and signs, who would preach the gospel of the kingdom, who would suffer and die for the sins of the world, who would rise on the third day, who would sit at the right hand of God, who would return with glory and power, who would judge the nations, who would reign with justice and peace, who would be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The prophets announced the coming of the Messiah in advance and in detail so that the people of Israel would recognize and receive him when he arrived. However, the people of Israel did not always listen to or obey the prophets, but often rejected and persecuted them. The people of Israel turned away from Jehovah and gave themselves over to idolatry, injustice, oppression, immorality, and corruption. For this reason, God allowed their enemies to invade and take them into captivity, first the Assyrians, then the Babylonians, and later the Persians, Greeks, and Romans. Jehovah did not abandon his people, but disciplined them with love and reminded them of his promise of the Messiah, who would come to restore all things. He also showed his grace and faithfulness by preserving a faithful remnant who eagerly awaited the arrival of the Savior. He kept his word and sent his Son, Jesus Christ, as the promised Messiah at the time and in the way that he had determined. Jehovah showed his love, faithfulness, and grace by sending the prophets and promising the Messiah, the Savior the world needed. He also showed his power, his justice, and his holiness by judging his people and the nations, by demanding repentance and faith, and by punishing them when they rebelled against him. He revealed himself as the God who speaks, who acts, who fulfills, who saves, and who reigns. The incarnation of Jesus Christ and the new covenant, the story of Jehovah, reaches its climax with the incarnation of Jesus Christ and the new covenant, the supreme act of love and grace of God for humanity. According to the Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament, he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the world to be born of a virgin named Mary by the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ was the promised Messiah, the descendant of David, the Son of God and the Son of Man, who had divine nature and human nature without sin. Jesus Christ grew in wisdom and grace, and at 30 years old began his public ministry, which lasted about 3 years. Jesus Christ preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, which consists of the forgiveness of sins, reconciliation with God, transformation of the heart, justice, and peace. Jesus Christ performed miracles and signs, which demonstrated his authority and compassion. Jesus Christ healed the sick, resurrected the dead, expelled the demons, calmed the storm, multiplied the bread and the fish, walked on water, and many more. Jesus Christ taught with parables and wisdom, spirit, and his last words were, "It is finished." Jesus Christ died, was buried, and on the third day he rose again, as he had predicted. He appeared to his disciples, showed them his wounds, ate with them, taught them, and commanded them to preach the gospel to all nations. Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Jesus Christ promised to come back to judge the living and the dead, and to give eternal life to those who believe in him. Jesus Christ revealed his knowledge and his truth. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law and the prophets who announced his coming and his work. Jesus Christ called 12 disciples who followed him and learned from him. Jesus Christ gave them power and authority to preach and heal in his name. Jesus Christ revealed to them his identity and his mission and promised to send them the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who would guide and strengthen them. Jesus Christ also interacted with ordinary people, with the marginalized, with the sinners, with children, with women, with foreigners, with those who were hungry and thirsty for justice. Jesus Christ showed his love, his grace, and his mercy to all who approached him with faith and humility. Jesus Christ also faced opposition and rejection from the religious leaders, the scribes, and the Pharisees, who considered him a blasphemer and a false prophet. Jesus Christ confronted them with their hypocrisies, their traditions, and their sins, and he warned them of God's judgment. Jesus Christ also predicted his own death and resurrection as the fulfillment of the scriptures and of God's will. Jesus Christ knew that he had come into the world to give his life as a ransom for many, to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, to be the perfect and final sacrifice that satisfies the justice and the wrath of God. Jesus Christ was betrayed by one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who handed him over to the Jewish authorities for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus Christ was arrested, tried, falsely accused, condemned, whipped, mocked, crowned with thorns, and crucified on a cross between two thieves. Jesus Christ suffered physical pain, the abandonment of his disciples, the rejection of his people, and most terribly, the separation from his Father, who gave him up for love of the world. Jesus Christ cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus Christ also said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Jesus Christ gave up his spirit, and his last words were, "It is finished," as he had predicted. He appeared to his disciples, showed them his wounds, ate with them, taught them, and commanded them to preach the gospel to all nations. Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Jesus Christ promised to come back to judge the living and the dead, and to give eternal life to those who believe in him. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and his body was buried in a borrowed tomb. Jesus Christ did not stay in the tomb, but on the third day he rose again, with a glorified and incorruptible body. Jesus Christ conquered death, sin, and the devil, and proved that he was the Son of God with power. Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, to the women, to the two from Emmaus, and to more than 500 brothers for 40 days. Jesus Christ spoke to them about the things of the kingdom of God and gave them the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to keep everything he had commanded them. Jesus Christ promised them that he would be with them every day until the end of the world. Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and sat at the right hand of God, where he intercedes for us and prepares a place for us. Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit, the other Comforter, who dwells in believers and empowers them to be witnesses of Jesus Christ in the world. Jesus Christ established the new covenant, the new pact between God and humanity, which is based on faith and grace, not on law and works. Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, the one who reconciles us with God, the one who forgives us, cleanses us, regenerates us, sanctifies us, adopts us, gives us a new identity, a new life, and a new hope. Jesus Christ showed his love, his grace, and his mercy by coming into the world, by living as one of us, by dying on the cross, and by rising from the dead. Jesus Christ also showed his power, his justice, and his glory by performing miracles and signs, by fulfilling prophecies and promises, by defeating his enemies, and by reigning at the right hand of God. Jesus Christ revealed himself as the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior, the Lord, the King, the Friend, the Teacher, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, the expansion of Christianity and the Church. The story of Jehovah. The text continues with the expansion of Christianity and the Church, the movement and community that God set up to carry his message of salvation to the world. According to the Acts of the Apostles, the fifth book of the New Testament, he fulfilled his promise and sent the Holy Spirit upon the disciples of Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. The Holy Spirit gave them power and authority to preach the gospel boldly and with signs, and to make disciples of all the nations. The Holy Spirit also gave them gifts and fruits to build up and sanctify the church, the body of Christ. The church was born in Jerusalem, where the first Christians gathered in the temple and in homes to pray, worship, read the scriptures, break bread, and share their goods. The church grew in number and grace and was admired by all. The church also suffered persecution and opposition from the Jews and the Romans, who did not accept the message of Jesus Christ as the Messiah and the Lord. The church was scattered throughout Judea, Samaria, and other regions, bringing the gospel to both Jews and Gentiles, meaning non-Jews. The church spread throughout the known world, thanks to the testimony and work of the apostles and other missionaries, such as Paul, Barnabas, Silas, Timothy, Titus, Priscilla, Aquila, and many others. The church reached major cities like Antioch, Corinth, Ephesus, Philippi, Thessalonica, Rome, and others. The church adapted to different cultures and contexts without losing its identity and its faithfulness to Jesus Christ. The church faced challenges and conflicts, both internal and external, which forced it to define and defend its doctrine and practice. The church received instruction and correction from the apostles and other leaders, who wrote letters and other writings, which are part of the New Testament. The church was persecuted, martyred, oppressed, but not destroyed by the emperors. Romans, who considered it a threat to their power and their religion, the church was preserved, strengthened, purified, and multiplied by the grace and power of God, who supported and guided it. The church was blessed, enriched, edified, and glorified by the presence and work of Jesus Christ, who loved it, gave birth to it, took care of it, fed it, protected it, corrected it, adorned it, and prepared it for his return. Jehovah demonstrated his love, his faithfulness, and his grace in establishing the church, the people of the new covenant, the body and bride of Jesus Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit. He also showed his power, his justice, and his glory in expanding Christianity, the message of salvation, the good news of the kingdom of God, the gospel of grace. He revealed himself as the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one who calls, the one who saves, the one who sanctifies, the one who sends, the one who works, the one who gathers, the one who governs, and the one who blesses. The second coming and the eternal kingdom. The story of Jehovah ends with the second coming and the eternal kingdom, the final and definitive event in which God will consummate his plan of redemption and restoration of all things. According to the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, Jehovah revealed to John, the apostle and prophet, the things that will occur at the end of times when Jesus Christ returns with glory and power to judge the world and to reign forever. Revelation is a symbolic and prophetic book containing visions, messages, warnings, promises, and hopes for the church and for humanity. Revelation describes the state of the world before the second coming of Jesus Christ, which will be a time of tribulation, distress, war, famine, plagues, persecution, apostasy, deceit, wickedness, and judgment. Revelation also describes the state of the church before the second coming of Jesus Christ, which will be of faithfulness, testimony, suffering, patience, victory, praise, of comfort, and blessing. Revelation also describes the situation of Jesus Christ before the second coming, which will be of sovereignty, authority, intercession, preparation, revelation, intervention, and consummation. Revelation announces the second coming of Jesus Christ, which will be visible, sudden, glorious, powerful, triumphant, and definitive. Jesus Christ will come with his angels and his saints to defeat the Antichrist, the false prophet, the dragon, the beast, the harlot, and all those who oppose him. Jesus Christ will judge the living and the dead, and will separate the righteous from the wicked, those who love him from those who hate him, those who follow him from those who reject him. Jesus Christ will give eternal life to those who believe in him, and eternal punishment to those who do not believe in him. Jesus Christ will reign with justice and peace, and will make all things new. Revelation reveals the eternal kingdom of God, which will be of glory, joy, love, worship, communion, service, inheritance, and fullness. God will create a new heaven and a new earth, where there will be no more sin, nor death, nor pain, nor crying, nor curse. God will dwell with his people, and his people will dwell with him. God will be their God, and they will be his people. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and will give them to drink from the river of life, and will let them eat from the tree of life. God will give them to see his face, and will put his name on their foreheads. God will give them to participate in his throne, and will make them reign with him forever and ever. Jehovah will show his love, his faithfulness, and his grace by fulfilling his plan of redemption and restoration of all things, by giving his Son, Jesus Christ, as the Savior and the Lord, by giving his Holy Spirit as the Comforter and the Guarantor, by giving his Church as the people and the bride of Jesus Christ, by giving his kingdom as the destiny and hope of the believers. He will also show his power, his justice, and his glory by consummating his work and his word, by judging the world and to reign forever, by making all things new, and by dwelling with his people, by being everything in all, and by receiving all praise. We have reached the end. Thank you for watching this video. We hope you liked it and that it has been useful. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can write to us in the comments and we will reply as soon as possible. If you want to watch more videos like this, you can subscribe to our channel and thus also support our content. Thank you very much for getting this far, and see you next time.